Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins, and it is a wonderful day starting out. It's a little early for us. The sun still hasn't come up too much yet, but we are going to have a great day today, and we're going to be talking all about it and taking your gardening questions and text messages. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning.
How was your week?
It was amazing, as always.
It's a wonderful time of the year to be gardening. And so I've heard you're expanding your gardening beds.
Yes, I actually put all the male figures in my life to work, and they're building me raised garden beds because, well, we all know what happened to my pumpkins. And
and so, yeah. Well, the raised beds will help that with the moisture in the soil.
So. Yeah, I'm going to try that this year.
That's wonderful. Well, I have greetings for you from Cool Daddy and all the students in Mr. Brian Williams' sixth grade class at Windy Hill Middle School in Clearmont, Florida.
What is up? How are you guys doing? Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. So you really got to meet the Cool Daddy.
I did. And the class, they were just amazing. Really good kids. They had a wonderful garden that they have growing, dill and fennel and all kinds of tomatoes, Everglades tomatoes they have. And they're just so sweet, and they grow all year round. They produce fruit all year round. And so the raised beds were looking good. The kids take care of it themselves. And it was a really good opportunity. So I've got some pictures that I'll be posting at the beginning of the week and showing you a picture of Mr. Cool Daddy with his cap on. And guess what, Lizzie, though? They have pumpkins growing.
I'm doing it this year. I am literally going to be the great pumpkin. This will be me, my new title. No more producer, the great pumpkin.
And so thank you for inviting me to speak to the class, and I really enjoyed meeting everyone. And so this week, the weather, we had storms last night in Mississippi, and they're going to bringing a cold front down to us here in Florida. North Florida, you should see a little bit of rain. Sumter County, Marion County, rain this week. But there's going to only be a few chances of rain for us here in Central and South Florida, not until the middle of next week. So right now, the temperatures are really in the 80s for highs in up north and low 90s for us here in Central Florida and South Florida. And so if you are needing to be watering, you can water two times a week, but you can still get away with just once a week watering if you water deeply. That's the important part. You don't want to water often with short periods of irrigation. You want to water just shorter amount of time, one time a week, and then just do it a little bit longer. And so that you can put down that half an inch of water once a week. And that's all we really need. That's all your turf really needs right now too, as well. So if you have an established landscape, that two times a week watering may not be necessary if you have an established landscape that has a good, healthy, deep root system. So how do you know when you should be watering? Well, you really have a really easy tool, gardening tool, at the end of your hand, and that is your fingers. You can stick your fingers in the ground, in a container, in a raised bed. Feel the soil moisture. If it is cool, damp, or moist, you do not irrigate. You don't need to do it. Save that water. Be conserving. And your plants will be healthier for that. You know, most of the time, the problems that we see in the landscape is due to water situations. And that means either underwatering or overwatering. And we can be really generous, too generous to our plants here as far as landscape irrigation goes. So wean them off of that landscape irrigation and let Mother Nature do it. And, we're going to be coming up into the summertime to have those summer rains. And that's when you want to make sure that your irrigation is set to where your rain shutoff device cuts it off, and we just take advantage of the rainfall. So now, container gardens, right now you may need to be watering every day in your container gardens, but you need to hand water, and then that way we're not going to waste it as much. But you can also just check the soil. If you haven't refreshed it or added new organic amendments to your soil in containers, then, go ahead and you know, do that now because that will allow the soil to hold onto the moisture longer and you won't need to water as often. How do you do that in a container? Well, just pull the plant out of the pot, cut a third of the roots off if it's root bound in the container, put more soil in the pot, and then place it right back in the pot, and it should be good to go. We have a great show for you today. I love designing with plants that have multiple benefits like seasonal color, fragrance, and pollinating, attracting plants. And those are important, but I also love beautiful flowers on my shrubs. And when we're designing a landscape or you're installing it, you want to have the majority of your plants be perennials or ornamental shrubs. And that way you don't have to work as much. And this is Florida. We can have something blooming every day out of the year if you plant it correctly and you install the right plants. In our second hour, we have Jim Berry, owner and president, J.K. Berry Nursery and Genetics. He's going to be telling us about his favorite flowering shrubs. Get your notepad and pen ready. Jim is going to give us his suggestions, and I know that I'm going to be using some of these in my landscape. I've been waiting for this day for all winter long. We have the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival. I will be talking there today, and Tom McCubbin will be there today, along with Dana Venrick. He's up next, and he's going to be telling us all about the festival. You're going to want to go to this. It's going to be a great opportunity. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like super petunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCowKOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Medicaid covered many Floridians during the public health emergency, but now for many, that coverage may end. If you are in jeopardy of losing your health coverage, don't worry. You may qualify for affordable health insurance through the Federal Health Insurance Marketplace. Navigators are ready to help you find the most affordable coverage option. This help is always free and confidential. Visit us at coveringflorida.org to learn more. That's coveringflorida.org.
Could you use monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet? Find out about supplemental security income. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low and you're 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/ssi. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil. It kills Asian cycad scale and other insect pests. But Summit Year-Round Spray Oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at fine garden centers and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Joining us right now is Dana Venrick. He's the owner of Quality Green Specialist Nursery and one of the key sponsors of the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival happening today. Good morning, Dana. How are you this morning?
Oh, good morning, Teresa. Yeah, I got up early, you know, almost awake already.
How early did you get up this morning?
I got up like 4:45.
Oh my goodness, that hurts me.
I'm not used to that. You know, I don't get up early like you do.
I don't get up early like I do either. So, Dana, tell us about the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival in DeLand. How did it get started?
Well, we go back all the way to 2006. I think it was like a small farm conference is the spark for this whole thing in the very beginning. And so we had a wonderful wildfire talk from IFA's agent. And so that was so exciting, you know, and people were so interested in the wildflower talk that there was an interest in the community. And specifically at the time, the interest was huge among, you know, the West Volusia Advertising Authority and the River Lakes Authority. And so David Griffiths and I got with Renee Talavast, and we started planning a festival, make the wildfire talk and start a Volusia County Wildfire Festival. And in fact, David and Renee went up to a festival, learned more about how to really put on a great festival they were putting on up there in Massachusetts. And so we had two wonderful grants, which really was the backbone, you know, the foundation.
To get you started.
We needed the advertising and the speakers and all the things that go into starting a festival. The Florida Wildfire Foundation gave us a grant for $2,815, and the West Volusia Tourism and Advertising Authority gave money of $10,136. So I want to give a special thanks for that seed money that got us to start.
Wonderful. No pun intended, right?
Right. No pun intended. The seed money was really important.
There you go. And so what kind of events are happening today that people can attend?
Well, we have speakers in the Athens Theater, which is a wonderful, you know, traditional theater with great acoustics. And also we're having demonstrations at the Chess Park. The Athens Theater is at the West End there downtown, the Indiana Avenue. And Chess Park is just on the east side of the big old courthouse. But we're having wonderful speakers. Okay, for example, Brittany Council Morton, who's with the University of Florida, IFAS Extension. She's now the Horticultural Extension Agent with Urban Horticulture. And the Master Gardener Coordinator, she's talking about landscaping for pets. And so we can't have dogs barking in the auditorium, but she's going to tell you all about how to deal with pets and the gardens and the landscape. All right. Then we have Stacy Matrazzo talking about native plants for the gardens. And she is Foundation Director since 2015 of the Florida Wildflower Foundation. And she's co-author of Native Plants for Florida Gardens, along with Nancy Bissett, that did that great work. And she's adjunct professor at an adjunct professor at Rollins College.
Excellent.
She's very, very active. She's a hiking, birding, photography, and kayaking hobbyist. And so that's going to be a great talk. She's very well qualified. Then we have Dr. Cindy Bennington, who's a PhD with Stetson, and she is going to talk about the 10 best native plants. She received her PhD from West Virginia University. She did a postdoctoral also at Princeton, and she's done research in Alaska, West Virginia, New Jersey, and now Florida. She's a leader in planting trees at Stetson, and she's truly a tree lover and really lives by her deeds.
Oh, I can't wait to hear her. And so can festival attendees, will there be wildflowers for sale and native plants for sale today?
Well, absolutely. We have a lot of wildflowers. We're going to have beautiful blooming coreopsis down there. Some is combinations with others and some separately by themselves. But I want to mention, too, that you are giving a great talk on butterflies in the garden.
Butterflies, how to design a gardens to flutter by. Yes, I am. And also
yes.
Our good friend Tom McCubbin.
Also, Tom McCubbin, he's given a talk about growing bulbs. Bulbs you should grow in the garden. And I'm talking about olives, how you grow and produce olives. And we're going to have some olive leaf extract we call olive tea. We made fresh yesterday. And also we're going to demonstrate how you make the 10% solution to cure the olives.
Well, we're eating your olives that you gave us last fall, and they are delicious.
All right. And then in Chess Park at 10:30, David Griffiths is going to talk about wildlife around the home and have a demonstration. And at 11:30, Howard Jeffries, who's a great master gardener, is going to be talking about organics and soil amendments. And at 12:30, Brittany Counson Wharton is going to be talking also on plant propagation, tips for plant propagation.
So we have a lot of great things to do today. I hope everyone comes out. So now, Tony and I, we love to visit Main Street DeLand. It's such a cute area, and there's so many nice shops and restaurants in it, like Pat and Tony's Sweet Things. We love that. We're having Grandma and Peepaw night tonight, so we're going to be picking up some sweet things to take to the grandkids.
Very, very good, like Berryville. I like Berryville down there. We want a sweet treat, you know, of all types of flavors.
Oh, I know what you're saying. So people can come for the day and just see lots of great events going on, lots of things to buy. So
absolutely.
Your nursery, though, is right around the corner, Quality Green Specialist. So what are you going to be having there today for people to stop by? And since they've been listening to you so long in the radio, they can come by and actually see Quality Green Specialist Nursery and get a plant.
Absolutely. We'll be having, you know, a lot of the same things, you know, of course, that we have at the festival. We're going to have citrus, olives, some with the bloom and small fruit, wildflowers, all types of shrubbery and flowers and native plants, too. And so there's going to be lots of vendors down there with all types of every species you can imagine of potted flowers, seeds, like the Wildflower Association, the cooperative is going to have wildflower seeds, all types of plants, you name it, planters, arts and crafts, botanical products of all types, honey and bees and everything you can imagine. It's like one great event. It's going to be lots of people, so bring the water. Be prepared. You know, it's going to be a hot day, as they say, like maybe 92.
So they do want to wear, you know, a hat or, you know, bring an umbrella and drink lots of water. That is right. So now
Absolutely. Tell
us how much it costs to attend the festival.
My gosh, it's so expensive. It doesn't cost you anything. And free parking also, free admission and free parking. And it's one of the top events in the land now and one of the best festivals in the state. We won the Governor's Choice Award as one of the best festivals.
Oh, that's excellent, Dana. That's wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that, because DeLand is only about an hour away from everywhere in Central Florida. So it's going to be really easy to pop over there, drive over there, take a I-4, and just and you'll be able to find it. And so everybody can come today.
Absolutely. I received a call yesterday that someone is coming all the way from Fort Myers to see the festival. That is really amazing.
That's wonderful. So now where can interested folks find directions and see more about the festival? They can look it up.
Just type in FloridaWildfireFestival.com. That'll take you right to the information there with the Main Street, the land. And then, you know, just scroll down. You'll see, you know, the agenda and all that information. And so also at 8 o'clock, we're going to be opening the auditorium. My talk begins at 9, and we'll have like a presentation. I'll tell you where the restrooms are and all pertinent information so that you'll be ready to go for the festival.
That's the important. That's what everyone needs to know.
Yeah, exactly. Where are the restrooms?
And that's great, Dana. So, again, what time does the festival go to today?
It goes 9 to 3 p.m.
Okay. And it's free to go, free parking, and lots of places to visit and eat and have a great time. It's going to be a beautiful day for it. Thank you so much, Dana. I certainly appreciate it.
Okay. We appreciate your show, and have a great day.
Well, I'm going to see you soon. Tom McCubbin and I are going to be there. So,
Yeah, I'll see you soon.
There you go, Dana. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. And so that's Dana Venrick, owner of Quality Green Specialist Nursery. You've heard me talking about it. They are a big sponsor of Better Lawns and Gardens. And so, when you see them, tell them thank you for doing that, bringing Better Lawns and Gardens to you free. But also, it's a wonderful little city. DeLand is just beautiful.
Oh, it is. It's gorgeous. It's a little hometown, but big town. I don't know how to explain it.
But you can walk everywhere and visit all these cute little shops.
You got it.
And Pat and Tony Sweet Things, they have candy from like the 1940s and 50s and all this great chocolate. And so we're going to go by there and visit.
I feel you're rubbing this in just a little bit, knowing I've got to be here all day. But, you can get all this cool stuff. No, I'm kidding.
And then it's an opportunity to get native plants and also native wildflowers and learn about them. So we got great speakers coming, to talk. And so it's a great opportunity. And I think we need to bring more wildflowers into the area for the pollinators. And we have these great expanses of community gardens. Can add a wildflower meadow there.
I'm excited. What they need to do is that if anybody's listening and they do show up and you run into Teresa, tell her what the dirty word of the day is today.
There you go. I'm looking forward to it. It's really a cool one today. So I'd like to thank Dana Venrick for coming on. And I'm looking forward to meeting everyone from who comes and listens to the talks today about how to design your garden for flutterbys. Up next, Lizzie is going to be taking your phone calls at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Let me know you're out there. I'm going to refresh my text messages and see if you've said hello this morning, what you're drinking for your morning beverage. We'd love to hear about it. Or if you're coming to the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival, let me know, and I'll be sure to look for you. Perfect time to call. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-786-9014. 800-786-9014. 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014. By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. One of the best prices for medical alert devices in the country. If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. That's 800-876-5235.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Hey, listen. Are you a 50-year-old person looking for term life insurance? Then you need to talk to Bob. Bob specializes in helping people find $1 million or more of term life insurance for a couple of $100 a month. Look, you need to know there's a price war in the term life insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call Bob, and he'll shop and see how much money he can save you. Look, this could be the last term life insurance policy you ever have. Your rates are guaranteed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. And if you're a smoker or your health is not perfect, Bob has great rates for you too. So for $1 million of term life insurance coverage for a couple of $100 a month, call Bob right now. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. That's 800-890-5049. Paid for by Term Direct.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. And we are going to be able to take your gardening questions and your text messages. You can give us a call at 1-888-455-2964-967, or you can text me at 23680 and let us know what's going on in your yard. You can also call and just brag about what's growing in your yard. We'd love to see that. When we were in the when I was talking to the kids at Windy Hill Middle School, they were all telling me all the food and plants and garden in their raised beds that they were growing, and they were just growing so much. I was really excited.
We got to get Cool Daddy on. So
he is already. I've already asked him for a date next month, and so he is going to be on, And he really is a cool daddy.
Oh, this is going to be awesome. Now, during the break, we love our callers, and sometimes they don't want to get on air. Caroline from Tally called. She has azaleas, and they are producing, and she's got beautiful butterflies and bees, but then she's got these ugly little gray larva-looking things, and they're gray, and she wants to get rid of those, but she doesn't want to get rid of the bees.
The good bugs.
Yeah, the good bees and butterflies. So what can you do?
That's a really good point. And one of the items that I mentioned to the kids yesterday is that pesticides are non-selective. That means they kill bad bugs, but they also kill good bugs too. And so you want to be very careful if you're trying to attract pollinators that you don't necessarily use chemicals as your first option. You can always use it as a last resort. But if you're just starting to see little caterpillars on your plants, and azaleas are going to be getting these azalea caterpillars, that's what they're called, Datana major insects, and they will be starting to eat all the foliage on your azaleas. What they can do is take a bucket of soapy water and just knock the caterpillars right into the bucket. Just do a little clean sweep of your azaleas, look for them, and knock them off into a box or a bucket of soapy water, and you know that works.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's the first thing that I would do. Then if you see them later on, we can then go ahead and spray. Now, if you want to go ahead and spray so that you don't kill the pollinators, then you can do it after dusk or in the early morning hours when the pollinators and butterflies are not out. And then she could spray it then. And by the time the pollinators get there, then it wouldn't be affecting them. So, Carolina from Tallahassee, thank you for your question. That's a great question. Also, Chris in Palm Bay had a wonderful question, and he had a perfect text message. Thank you, or she had a perfect text message. So she had her name and her city so that I can tell exactly where they are so I can give the best advice. So when you're texting or calling, we just need to have a first name and a location of where you are, and I can then give the correct information for you. So Chris says, can you give a brief description of deep watering? I'm not sure, but I think I'm more of a shallow waterer. I love that because, you know, we think that if we water just a little bit every day, that's going to be the best thing for the plant. And it actually is not. It actually is very wasteful and doesn't help the plant at all. And so what you want to do when you're deep watering is to, instead of running your irrigation for 5 minutes or 10 minutes every day, that only puts the roots down about about a tenth of an inch or so. And it also has got it's going to be easier for it to evaporate, and it's not going to really get to the root system. So if you water longer and then let's say 20 to 30 minutes, you'll be able to put down the amount of water that will go down 1 inch. And so 1 inch of watering will go down eventually 12 inches, and that's where you're going to get a good deep watering for your root system. Okay, so don't water often and shallow or for less time. Water once a week and then do it for the appropriate amount of time. And how do you know what the appropriate amount of time is? Well, you calibrate your irrigation system. So turn your irrigation system on. Have about 7 to 8 tuna fish, dog food, cat food cans out in your zone area. And you'll have marked 1 inch in the can. Just take a little red marker and measure 1 inch in the can and put that out in your zone. Turn your irrigation system on and time how long it takes for that can to fill up to 1 inch. That's how long you turn your irrigation sprinkler system on for. Now, this could differ for your neighbor. It could differ for the person down the street or in another city because of the water pressure and the time of day that you're doing it. So, you know, you want to calibrate your system to your irrigation and your actual system equipment that you have in. And that's how long you determine how deep to water. 1 inch of water, whether it's from rainfall or irrigation, will go down 12 inches in our sandy soils.
And you shouldn't put your rain gauges on your above raised bed garden bed, because whenever you go to turn your sprinkler system on, it'll say you got 2 inches of rain. I mean, I know someone who did that, and I was like, yay, when I saw we had 2 inches of rain, and then, yeah, no.
No, that's exactly right. Your irrigation system is not rainfall, so no. Yeah, no. You just want to put it, you want to put your rain shutoff device, which, you know, measures how much rainfall you get, in a good, unobstructed place, whether it's on a pole out in your yard or on the eave of your house, not underneath the eave, but above the eave where it can get full rainfall, and not underneath the eave of a tree. And so, you know, no canopies. And so you want to make sure you're getting the best amount of rainfall to shut your system down. All right, so let's go. Good morning, Ron from Cottondale, Florida. He's rolling from North Florida to Central Florida, and he's listening to the show. He's in Tallahassee right now. And he, thank you for listening, and he is drinking espresso.
Swing by and drop me off some, okay? Thank you.
There you kidding. Go, Ron. Have a safe trip. And, you know, if you're going to be in the area, stop by the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival. We'd love to meet you. If you have a gardening question, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23689. It's Saturday morning, and Better Lawns and Gardens here. We're going to be here till 9 a.m. If you miss the show or you don't want to get up early, that's fine with us. I understand completely. But you can always hear the show at your convenience 24/7 at iHeartRadio. Just look up Better Lawns and Gardens, and you can even subscribe, Lizzie, can't they?
That's right. It's very easy to do. So look up WFLA Orlando and then look Better Lawns and Gardens up from there.
If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Drugs and alcohol have real effects on your ability to drive. In fact, last year, more than 800 people died in impaired driving crashes in Florida. DUIs are costly and you will lose your license. You may even face jail time. DUIs will stay on your record for 75 years. Driving while impaired has real consequences. Impairment is no illusion. Never drive impaired. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-517-6580, 800-517-6580 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-517-6580. That's 800-517-6580. 800-517-6580.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro's zero-turn mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide suspension that takes the ache out of acreage, massive rear-drive tires for ultimate traction, and ultra-durable iron-forged cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro. Count on it. Visit Toro.com/zero turn to find yours.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with organic Summit year-round spray oil. It kills Asian cycad scale and other insect pests. But Summit year-round spray oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit year-round spray oil is available at fine garden centers and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We still have phone calls you can make this hour. 1-888-455-2967. You can talk to me about what's going on in your garden. If you have any issues, disease issues, caterpillars, you know, furry creatures, spiders. The kids at the Windy Hill Middle School, they wanted to know if spiders were good. And spiders are very good. And so just I had to tell them, you know, the juvenile stage of most insects, they don't look too good. They're pretty ugly. And then I asked them how many of them were good looking when they were first born. And you should see the hands raise up. There was some pretty confident kids. And so if you have a gardening question, 1-888-455-2967. I just saw a great meme, and it's just really funny. It says, the laundry's piled high, dishes are in the sink, and the bed isn't made. But did you see my garden? And so, you know, I love that. You know, that's
good.
Where everybody wants to be, is out in the garden. You know, everything else can wait, and just get out there and enjoy. You know, digging in the dirt, your body creates pheromones when you dig in the dirt that makes you happy. And so that chemical reinforcement of being out in the sun and smelling, you know, inhaling the fresh air and then digging in the dirt just makes for a healthy lifestyle. And if everybody dug in the dirt more, pulled more weeds, I think the world would be a better place.
Good. I like that.
Yeah. And so if you go to our Facebook page, you can go onto it and subscribe to it or follow it. And then also give us 5 stars. We would love to have you rate us and let us know you're out there. And we'd like to welcome all the new people that are listening to the show now. We've gotten a really big push of new listeners, and we do appreciate that, especially on Facebook. We'd love to hear your comments and and all the things that you're doing in your yard. You can send us photographs, and we'll post them. I know Mike in Venice, he sends us beautiful photographs of his yard to Tom and I, and we just love seeing them. And it makes for good reading, and knowing that making your landscape beautiful, it's not that hard here in Florida. We are getting a lot of new residents who think gardening is different than what you have up north, what you need to do up north. And it's only different because we don't have to shovel snow here. We can really, you know, just garden and have something blooming in our yard every day of the year. So it's a wonderful opportunity to, enhance your landscape and create a more beautiful world, and, help the pollinators, help the, wildlife that we have, create more beneficial habitats. So what can you be planting this time of the year? Well, if you're growing vegetables and want to grow vegetables, you can plant beans, legumes, peas, calabaza, cantaloupe, cassava, chayote, and corn, cucumbers, eggplant, Jerusalem artichoke, yakamas, luffa, that's the squash sponge, and malanga, New Zealand spinach, okra, peppers, pumpkins, southern peas, squash, tamarillos, tomatoes, and watermelon. All of those can be planted right now for you to have edible landscaping all through the summer. Let's go to Judy in Kissimmee. Good morning, Judy. How can I help you?
Good morning. I walked past a bunch of flowers in at Lowe's, and I almost died with the beautiful fragrance. It felt like a cat with catnip. I wanted to roll around in it. Turns out it's oriental lilies. Oh, my goodness. So I bought a whole bunch of them, and I know that they're bulbs, and I thought they would come up again, but they didn't. And so I'm going to try to find them again this year. And how do I take care of them?
Okay, so oriental lilies are fragrant. I mean, sometimes it's overwhelming when you get in a small room. They are so wonderful to smell, and they're very beautiful, too. So I'm going to tell you that they still may come up, because what happens when you buy the bulbs in the nursery is they force them to come up, and they come up at a different time. So when they're in the ground, they may take their time, and they're going to probably pop up probably in another month or so, and you're going to see them then. So what I would suggest, if you don't see them, I would dig around and try and find them and see that they're still coming up. But next time if you buy them, you can put them in a pot in the ground or put a marker there where they are so you know where they are and you can find them again easy.
In the ground. Okay, I left them in the containers, and I kind of like dumped out the dirt, and I don't see any bulbs. I have one little teeny little bulb that I'm going to really treasure, and I'm going to get some more of those. I just love them.
They are wonderful, and so they'll just take a little bit longer to come up. But it sounds like you want to get them in the ground and make sure you're fertilizing throughout the year to give them the nutrients they need. So watering and nutrient for those bulbs is very important.
Okay. Thank you so very much. I love your show. I look forward to Saturdays.
Thank you so much, Judy. Appreciate you listening. Oriental lilies are just wonderful. Bye-bye, Judy. Thank you so much for calling. And so, Lizzie, have you ever smelled the oriental lilies?
No, I have not. Now I'm going to have to go out and sniff some lilies.
Okay, well, so oriental lilies, they're the big white ones, kind of. They have the pink throats and the pollen. The stamens have really thick pollen on them. When you go down to smell them, it gets on your nose. The pollen will, you know, touch your nose. And but they are wonderful. But again, they're going to bloom later on. Once they get in the ground and homeowners are raising them, they take a little bit longer. And so they take their time.
Now, say she plants it and it grows, but it doesn't produce any lilies. Is that possible? And or what could be happening that would prevent it from blooming?
You know, I should have asked her what she did to the bloom and the leaves after it bloomed, because you need to leave the leaves on and let the leaves of the lilies die back. And if she cut them off right after the bloom and cut it off, then it won't come back. You want to make sure that the leaves stay on and die naturally, because that, again, allows it to get the energy and nutrients to come back again.
Okay.
What was your question?
If something happens and she does plant it and it doesn't actually bloom, is there something that she may be doing that's preventing it from blooming?
Well, yeah, the lack of fertilizing. Okay. That's usually the reason that, you know, good nutritious soil, and you don't have to fertilize often if you have really good nutritious, like black cow, organic amendments. But fertilizing it is the best way to do that, get it to come back.
All right, now I got a question for you. Remember that beautiful Birkin that you gave me?
Yes.
Love it. Okay. It is survived. Thank you, Jesus. But the freeze got it. But it was on the porch and it was covered. So it has the brown little boo-boos on it, but it has a lot of green. Now, I know you've told us don't cut back any of brown stuff on anything since we've had, you know, the cold weather. But now we're going into spring. So should we be pulling that brown stuff off?
Go ahead now and you can cut it back now.
Okay. Even if it's still like pretty solid attached, but it's brown.
Yeah. No, go ahead and trim it back. You know, you can do that. And then again, just kind of give it a little boost and fertilize it, get the green stuff growing, and it'll be just fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Send me
a picture. I'd love to see a picture of it. And so pH naturally higher or lower, closest to the ocean, and how to lower pH. And that's JAC in Cocoa Beach. And so here's the thing with adding, and raising the pH of your soil. Okay, so once if you raise the pH or lower it to what you need to plant, you're always going to have to do that with your landscape because it's going to naturally revert back to what it wants to be. Now, on the coast is alkaline, and so the pH of it is going to be higher. It's going to be 6.6, 7.7 pH, 8 pH. And so if you're trying to grow blueberries, you're going to have to lower it down to 4.5 to 5 pH and get it at a level that the blueberries can grow in. So I like to, in those situations, grow in raised beds, and that way you can have a natural natural pH that you can control. It's not going to revert back. And by that, I mean you can have a raised bed with pine vines in it and put the blueberries in it, and they will grow beautifully even though you're on the beach. To raise and lower it is just going to be constant. And, you know, I would just rather find out what your pH is and find plants that will grow in that pH. So, you know, JAC, you can do it. You can use sulfur to lower it. You can use the lime to raise it. And, you know, that way you have control of it. But I just kind of say it's kind of a waste of time, and it's just going to be constant. So I find out what the pH is, find the plants that grow in it, and then you don't have to do anything to the soil. Great question. Lower pH on already planted soil. She texted me again and kind of updated the text message. So you can do that with fertilizer. You want to make sure that you're using a you know, acidic fertilizer for plants that love acidity, and then also to there you go. So I was just lower the acidity. There you go. I was waiting on the time frame there. I was listening to the music there. Sorry, Lizzie.
No worries.
I need more tea. Thank you, JAC, for the question. I do appreciate it. I am going to be at the Florida Wildflower and Garden Festival today. Come out and see me. I'll be awake by then. Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Nothing's better than taking to Florida's waterways with family and friends. But some boat operators don't realize that bow riding is extremely dangerous. It can lead to tragic accidents if someone falls overboard because of speed or direction changes. Be sure your passengers sit only in manufacturer-designated areas while underway. Their safety is your responsibility. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.